Our people.
Pim, we have arrived again.
We arrived. Your blackness is enough. Hey. On Jesus and your love.
Come
hey,
on.
Your blackness is enough. Your blackness is enough. On Jesus and your love. Hopefully this means you bought your tickets already.
If you have listened to our Apollo podcast, that means you have gotten our ticket. But yes, we are excited to be back.
Yes, another fresh episode.
Fresh, hot fire.
You guys have been loving the parents episode.
Yeah.
So
a couple of folks said they actually played it for their parents in the car, which is bold.
Well, no, they said that they were going to sneak attack it and just randomly have it play. I'm like, mommy, what is this? Let us listen. And then just be looking at them like,
that is brave.
That's bravery. Don't worry, your parents can still give you a hot slap.
Hot slap. In fact, make sure you're outside of arm's reach, but somehow their arms stretch. Their arms happen to stretch longer. You're like, how did you make it across the room with one leap?
And my mom did the no look back hand slap. She perfected it.
Wait, first of all, they didn't have to look at you. They have a radar.
And they, bam! That thing, it strikes.
The way your ears just ring.
The fingerprints on the side of the face.
You're like, wait.
It would just be bubbling like my neck is bubbling right now.
Yvonne is currently in the studio right now putting all types of aloe vera gel on her neck. What happened, Yvonne?
Because I used something and it did not work out with my neck when I got my massage. You know what? I think I put on like my outfit and it was like too tight after like
that.
Australia.
Ain't gonna cause a day.
I don't
after.
Know. There is something happening, but it's not. That's not the point. Mind you, respect yourself.
Respect yourself.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All right. But thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. You know where I am? Can you tell the people where am I?
Let me tell you about this useless goat. She finally made her way to Chicago.
In the cold, I had to bet.
It's 55 degrees today. Yvonne is a useless somebody.
I mean, and I left 80. Yeah. I left 80 to come to Nepal. Are we not one blooded creature?
When I went to LA in January and February,
it was all 55.
It was 50. In fact, it was 45 one day. I was wearing jacket and
that's because it was 6 a.m. The sun had not come out yet.
It was disrespectful. So yeah, we returned the favor.
But it was your fault. It was January. It's now. It's
but it's
April.
Very sunny outside. You are welcome. Chicago is welcoming you with sun. You now see she's ungrateful. This ingrate.
Love it.
This ingrate.
In fact, this is a very quick trip. It's a turnaround trip.
turnaround.
The minute I landed, I wanted to leave.
She's lying.
And then love yelled at me the minute I saw her. Just
that's because she didn't close my gate.
In fact, she
Yvonne walked in, didn't close my gate. And the gate's wide open.
And then she came out like someone's old auntie. Close my gate! And she turned around and closed my
gate. It's true. That's exactly how it happened.
I said, Lovette, where do you live? I said, am I safe?
Oh, yeah, close my gates. Wait. And then Yvonne came in my house, sat around for 3 hours before taking off her shoes. I said, Yvonne, stay a while. It's okay.
Because I was still cold. My feet were cold. No, that's the only reason I come to Chicago and brave the winter weather. Brave.
Yvonne, who asked you not to wear socks?
Yvonne, you know what? I have my hogs. I wear my hogs.
Yvonne is a bush person. I said this fool took off her shoes with no socks on.
The hogs boots, they have wool.
So the wool is supposed to be socks.
You don't need. In fact, if you wear socks, you're a bush person. You don't have nice things.
No, you yourself.
If you don't have Uggs, you don't know the way.
If I don't have Uggs,
it warms your toenails.
Braggadocious.
It warms your. It's almost like you're a boyfriend that's giving you a massage, but when you don't have a boyfriend, you use Uggs boots to just massage.
See. I'm telling you, I was like, Yvonne, do you actually not have on socks? And she surely did not.
I did not. But do you want me to talk about your own socks? Do you want me to tell the people? You see, the kettle cannot curse the pot because the pot has its own arsenal of curses.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with my socks. Don't believe Yvonne. It didn't happen.
I won't shame you. It's okay. We're doing big things.
It's okay. It's fine. You can shame me. It's fine.
Her socks had holes in it. In fact, it looks like Tom and Jerry got to it. Tom and Jerry were eating her
socks. Yvonne is actually lying. Yvonne is telling falsities. These are lies. Lies. Shame the devil.
Yeah. You too. You know him by name. Shame him. Oh, yeah. But then Lovie made up for it because she opened her refrigerator. Her refrigerator. And it was like Jesus was weeping out of it. He said,
hallelujah.
Yeah. And
what was in my fridge?
Mommy of life. Mommy Lovette. Yes. Mommy. What's your mom's full name?
Yemi Ajayi.
Auntie Yemi. Hey, Auntie Yemi came. She came. She came with her goodness and mercy. And they were overflowing.
Look, yesterday.
What did we have for breakfast?
We had yam. And if people, let's really
sweet yam like this.
Sweet yam. People don't understand yam.
No, it was boiled to perfection.
Correct, with sugar.
Hallelujah. And the thing was sweet.
It was sweet.
And then she made what? Egg stew.
Egg stew.
God is, you people don't understand. I went back to being a 5-year-old girl.
She did. She did.
And then I put on top of the eggs too.
What do you put?
I put plantain.
Plantain.
And then I put
perfectly gold.
It was gold-y sweet.
Brown.
I have a cavity because it was so
sweet.
It was
so sweet.
It's so sweet. It's not your fault. I have to go back to the dentist.
It's okay.
It's my fault.
It's all right. It's a fair commitment. It's okay.
And then there was red stew. So I put that on top of it because I like things saucy. I'm a very saucy girl. Yeah. If you like me, I'm a saucy
She's
chick.
Spicy like this.
As spicy.
Just spicy. Should somebody.
In fact, I should have created keto corn, but I did not. They owe me money. And then there was this green thing that Yoruba people have.
It's ayamashe, designer stew. That's used with like
designer stew.
Designer stew. It was like
Versace of
stews.
Versace
and Gucci.
And then the meat. Auntie Yemi has crock pot. Auntie Yemi has pressure cooker.
Yes, so.
Because the meat was just falling off the bone. I was fucking it. I was
way me and Yvonne were in the house, just disrespect, just like
Yo, I was like, I told Lovie, I said, Lovie, if people only had audio of us, they would be like,
what are these people doing?
They're more than just friends.
No, we were just enjoying food. It was funny, Morris.
And I had to stop myself because, I've been training.
With Marcy Arias.
I've been training and, we can't go back because I haven't eaten carbs in so long. So I was like, the longer throats.
The longer throats.
In me.
Yes.
Wanted more.
Yes.
But then I had to respect myself.
No, we'll just have more tonight.
But before 8 o'clock.
Okay,
that's fine. I can't eat after 8.
Okay, I'll be eating after 8. I'll eat before 8 and after 8 for you.
Yes,
for you
and me. This is the same person who eats Indomie at midnight. We'll just all the salt.
I'm telling you, people know about ramen noodles. You don't know about Indomie.
No, Indomie. Yeah, but wait. Have you had Indomie with sliced stuffed chicken?
No, have you had it with shrimp?
No. In Nigeria, they used to make... what do you call it? Eggs. And put inside Indomie. Don't worry, we'll do it. You can do boiled egg. You can do scrambled eggs.
And you put it inside Indomie.
Indomie.
I can see how is that delicious.
You can see.
I believe it.
You know it.
No, I believe it.
And if you like, you can put some of the meat that mommy has given. Just make a meal.
And then you add a little bit of stew because the flavoring.
This is just all how the Asian people are rich with their urban ramen or whatever. Ramen noodle. It's Indomie with food.
Then you chase
fish.
It with Rabina.
Your insides are crying. Don't forget.
I went. Which, by the way, so since Yvonne is here, I said she can cheat with all her carbs because tomorrow morning, her and I are both going to go to my personal trainer to work out.
She texted me and said, "Will you work out with me?" I said, "What time?" I gave her the bigger emoji because I wasn't sure. I was like, before I answer, yes.
10 o'clock.
She said 10 o'clock, but that's like...
8 o'clock in LA time. You okay?
It's okay.
You're fine.
We'll see. But once you've had the best in Massey.
I mean, you do have Massey Arias.
Can you go back?
You can't go back. But just this is the temporary. Since you're here.
But look, you just said that your trainer was back. So, Mr. Trainer, you should drop back.
I'm not lying. I won't come.
She just called you going back.
I mean, I've seen Massey.
Me too. I've seen Massey. Every time I walk into that gym, I'm like. It's okay. And I was like, and Youssef, you have a child. It's all right. Don't worry.
It's all right.
Me too. I can do it. It's not by force, but I will do it by force.
People are like, these people. Okay, what are we talking about today, Yvonne?
Man, we are talking about how to use your words.
Conflict resolution.
Because we, in the adulting stage.
Yes.
I know we told y'all episode 1 that we're not going back and forth with folks. We're not arguing with nobody.
We're saying okay.
We're just saying
okay.
Okay. Okay. Wait, how many different ways can you say it?
Okay.
Okay.
And okay. That's the upset.
In fact,
okay.
And then
okay.
Okay. No, okay. No, okay.
Okay.
Okay. It's okay.
It's all right.
It's okay.
It's okay.
All right.
That's the
What's
upset.
The problem? It's okay.
Okay. Okay. Like, in fact, let's give you moods. Okay. Give us a contrite okay, like a sad okay.
Okay.
Okay. Give us a confused okay.
Okay.
Give us a happy okay.
Okay. Okay.
And then give us the mad okay.
Oh. Okay. 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 No. Okay.
Boom.
That's the many levels of okay.
Pick one.
Choose it.
Hey.
Choose your words wisely. So, but you know what? Once you give the okay, you can't go back.
You can't take it back.
You can't go back.
No.
Okay. If you give me the angry okay.
A lot of people give you the angry okay when they need to give you the confused okay. You haven't thought about it right, but you're angry. You're hungry.
You gotta be like, you gotta process. You gotta be like, wait, okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. It's okay to say hold on. Okay. See, when you say okay in succession,
yeah,
you're still processing.
You're still processing. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. That's me. I'm definitely a slow processor of conflict. Like in conflict and in trying to figure out how I'm feeling, I'm definitely a slow processor. But let me give the proverb first.
Hey, because the last one you wanted to burn people's houses
and it worked. Correct. So the proverb is: one does not enter into the water and then run from the cold.
One does not enter into the water.
And then run from the cold.
But me, I run, because the beach is very cold. I think that's what the salt water is called. I wasn't expecting
it. Well, here's the thing.
So what are you just supposed to sit in it and then let it get warm?
You can't run from the cold because the cold is part of the experience. Conflict is part of life. Ooh. You can't run from conflict. It's not possible.
I like that. Look at you.
Look at us.
Our book of Proverbs is coming soon.
It's coming. Jesus' name. Jesus and Jalof. Book of Proverbs.
And then how we break it down.
It means. But ultimately what it means is like...
Say it again.
One does not enter into the water and then run from the cold.
Because it's part of the experience.
You can't avoid the cold.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to deal with it, settle in it, and then it stops being cold.
Unless you have a hot tub. Because then if you have a hot tub, then the water is warm.
Just warm it. But here's the thing is, people are terrible at conflict resolution.
They are.
When you talk about adulting, it's one of the biggest parts of adulting, how people deal with each other and how they deal with conflicts. People don't like conflict.
We don't like conflict.
Yeah.
Nobody loves conflict. Unless you're, again, trash person.
Just love drama.
Like, there's some people who run into the cold.
Into the cold.
They know it's cold. And they're like, I'm running.
I'll do it.
Feet fast.
In fact, I want to shiver.
And I want to make you cold. Winter is coming.
Yes.
They are White Walkers. And sometimes you need to get rid of the White Walkers in your life.
Okay.
Real talk.
The people who, look, here's the thing about conflict. As you get older, you're going to have to start having more and more uncomfortable conversations.
For sure.
Right? And then those conversations are going to be with people who are closer and closer to you. So this is not just for relationships. This is business. This is friendships. This is all of it.
All of it.
Conflict is going
to
happen.
And you have to know yourself. Like, I'm not good on the spot. Because on the spot, I may say some stuff that's like, and I have to restrain myself. So I'm a, let me rehearse this. In my bathroom mirror.
Okay.
Like, okay. And I'm good to be like, okay, so what if they say this? And I see all parts of it.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, people can throw a loophole. And then you're like, oh, okay, cool. But then also, I'm like, I have to write down things. Because I'm like, there are things that I'm like, oh, I'll forget this.
Yeah.
And because I know me, my brain goes, it's very scatterbrained.
Right.
So if I'm talking to you, I'm like, all right. And it's not like, oh, you brought points. It's like, right. No. Yes, because I want to be thorough in what I have to say to you. Yeah. And I want to make sure that, like, I communicate it effectively.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, like, that's how people are better on the cuff than I am. And I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say everything I need to say and get it out and, like, be loving. But it's all about energies too, because you can have good intentions of coming to people and be like, hey, can we, you know, like, can we talk? Also, me, I'm just telling you right now, love you. You know this about me too. I don't do well with feelings.
Oh yeah,
feelings are fleeting. You know the Bible says
feelings, like Malik says, feelings aren't facts.
They're no facts, and people are letting their feelings dictate their life. And I'm like, they will change tomorrow. Like, so, like, feelings, me and feelings, like, check your feelings. Check all your feelings. Like,
see, that's where the conflict comes from.
Well, that's
the first part of where the conflict comes from, right? Well, conflict is from feelings that don't feel good. Because if you're feeling good, it's not conflict.
Yes.
Right? So when you're like, okay, it's not feeling good, and I need to talk to this person, and you show up with your list.
But also, sometimes you don't have to talk to this person. Just because you feel a certain type of way, are these feelings, like, real, or are they made up? Because I've had several conversations where people have brought their feelings to me.
And I'm like,
well, how did we get here? But my thing is like, hey, quick question for you. When did you start feeling this way? And was there anything I did to you to make you feel this way.
Right.
And they'd be like, I mean, no, I just don't know. If you don't know,
then what are you bringing to me?
Why not have this conversation? Like, stop having this conversation. Like, it's a one-sided, like, that's where I get mad. And people think, like, I'm mad. I'm like, no, I'm mad because you wasted my everlasting time to bring me your one-sided, like, you changed or you felt some type of way and it was not backed up by an actual fact of anything I did or anything I said. And yeah. So now we're having a monumental conversation about nothingness.
Because you know what happens is people get in their feelings and create stories in their head, accept the stories as facts, drop the story at your feet. And you're like, what am I supposed to do with this?
And they get mad when I don't pick it up.
Ah!
And they get mad when they drop it at my feet.
And I'm like, what is that? What is this?
Return to sender. I don't want.
I don't want.
I don't want it.
That's the thing. I find that, like, in conflict, it's usually one side that comes up the whole story, and then by the time they bring it to you, it's accepted as fact.
Because, like, they have regurgitated this in their mind for months, and they're like, yeah. And then, here's the thing. You will always find an analogous situation.
A parallel
to circumvent, like, to highlight whatever you're feeling.
It's confirmation bias.
It's like, yes, exactly. Like that one time, Lovey didn't look at me.
You were like, but what?
She had sunglasses on. She wasn't looking at anybody. But it's like, yeah, that's how I feel. Like she didn't change. Like she didn't look at me. It's like, okay, so because you had this narrative,
yeah,
you found support.
Yes.
From something very random.
Confirmation
to
bias.
To confirm your...
I knew she wasn't nice. Because that one time I saw her at 6 o'clock in the morning in the airport and she didn't say hi to me. Did she even see you? Because
she hadn't brushed her teeth.
Exactly.
She hadn't brushed her teeth.
She hadn't bathed.
She hadn't washed her ass yet. So she didn't want to get close. What are you people talking?
So like when people get feelings, right?
When people get feelings. Remember that commercial? Feelings. Oh my. Nothing more than feelings.
When people get feelings. So, okay. I'll use myself as an example. When I get mad about something, let's even use business. Mm-hmm. When I get mad about how something has been handled in business, I usually have to pause myself and process it to make sure that I'm not hopping off just feelings and I don't have anything to back it up. That's
absolutely
one. Two, I want to make sure if I am going to present my case to somebody, I have the grounds to. So I'm not just bringing stuff to them just for the sake of bringing stuff to them. Because sometimes you are feeling such a way that you're like, I want to just drop this at somebody else so they can take that pain away or whatever feeling is. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to work.
And you have to process when you're processing, like, how you feel about whatever. You also have to process, like, did I create this? Like, what part did I play in this?
And then number three is where that comes in. I also I'm a writer. I'm truly a writer. I'm a better writer than I am a speaker. Mm-hmm. So I will write down my notes in front of me and say, okay, I'm gonna call this person.
Yeah.
Which brings me to when we are doing conflict resolution, can we stop emailing people like our feelings? Can we actually have
real
telephone conversations or face-to-face? Is that okay?
That's just adulting. And also, y'all don't want no paper trail of your passive-aggressiveness.
Of your crazy. Not just passive-aggressive. Of your crazy.
I'm like, sometimes we go, show me an email that was like, and this person said this.
Yo.
And they, like, they came out of their mouth to say this. So did they not know their screenshots are available?
Ha! There's proof. There's evidence of your stupidity.
In fact, I don't want.
Actual evidence of your stupidity. Why do people email people when they should be having real conversations, especially when it's something about conflict?
Because people don't know how to use their words. People don't know how to use their actual words in, like, conversation.
Yeah.
And my thing is, like, I'd rather you be like, hey, girl, listen, I don't have it all figured out yet, but, like, here's how I feel. Like, real talk, like, here's what I'm experiencing right now, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure how much of it is you, like, mm-hmm. just, like, but I gotta be 1,000 with myself. Like, what you said yesterday kind of rubbed me the wrong way, and I've had a little bit of time to think about it, and I realized here's why. Right. Now, I also realize, like, it could be a little bit of my past coming too, so, like, I apologize if I'm being overly sensitive, but as your girl, as your friend, I gotta let you know.
So that same thing, when spoken to me, I can be like, I can hear you. Mm-hmm. You send me that crazy email when I'm sitting on my couch at 8 p.m. on a Sunday night. I will destroy your house. You send me a bit of that much crazy. Like, both me and Yvonne showed each other emails that people sent us that were just long word vomit, feeling vomit. Mm.
That
didn't make no sense because you're thinking, hey, I'm going to put it in writing so I can get all my thoughts out. What you're doing is, one, the word vomit and not allowing the other person to defend themselves in that moment. And also you not holding your words accountable in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, I'm just going to say it to them.
I'm walking away. I'm like, here's the thing. There's a form where you can write down everything you want to say and then reread it and then don't send it.
There's also that.
Because it's like, you got it out and you're like, you always have to think, how will this be received? Yes. How will this be received? Okay, can they hear my heart in this? What is my heart?
Can they hear my heart
also,
in this?
Also, what is my heart posture?
What is my intention in this?
Exactly. Because my here's another thing. Don't say nothing you can't back up, bruh. Because people love calling your bluff.
Ooh.
They love calling your bluff.
The email that I just saw that Yvonne got sent, this person literally replied back to Yvonne and was like, and on page 6, paragraph 1, I said, to the point where we are actually now at pages, this is a conversation that should have happened in person.
Over the phone.
Over the phone, in person. Yes. Like, I just, it drives me. I've gotten emails over the years. I can remember 3 especially. I remember a friend of mine, she sent me an email after college to say, hey, I know we've been friends since high school. Like, I'm talking 5 paragraph. I know we've been friends since high school. I just really feel like we don't really know each other. I feel like we are surface friends.
Okay.
And you know what I do whenever I get emails like that? I say a silent okay to myself.
And then don't respond.
And I don't respond. And I just back up slowly. And that relationship is done. No matter if it's a friendship, relationship, business, it's done. We're done here. There's nothing for me to say to you.
Because also, sometimes it's like, when you send that, did you want a response?
Yes.
Did she really want a response?
People like the back and forth. They expect the back and forth game.
I ain't going back and forth with you. I'm living my best life.
I'm not doing it.
What?
So I'm going to sit here and email and then also...
I'm like, oh my God, how do you feel like we're super friends? Also, I think people like... maybe it's the Nigerian in us.
Yeah.
Nigerians are very... I don't know if it's because we have too much faith.
Mm-hmm.
But we are very good at being like, you can't go.
You can't go.
You can't go.
You didn't bond me. You didn't bond me. You go.
Don't tell me with a good time. I leave my life.
In fact, that was Jesus taking them out. We love being like, that was Jesus clearing your path.
Because I think our parents were infamous for being like,
that's so good.
They can't go. I will never see her
again. I don't know her.
I thought you were best friends. We
never knew each other. Who is that? That person. I don't know her. Mom.
I'm not saying that's healthy, but like, there's very something. I was talking to a pastor friend, and she was like, even I think you have walls up. I was like, nah. I was like, these are not walls. I was like, maybe they're walls.
You have iron gates. You have a deadbolt. You have
the
wall.
The ice box.
No, the wall in Game of Thrones. Yeah. The ice wall. Yvonne has it up.
But and I don't know. Maybe I was bullied from 3rd grade to 8th grade. So there's probably a bit in me that's like,
it's a coping mechanism.
Absolutely. There's probably a bit in me that's like, you will never hurt me. And I set up like my life to ensure.
Correct.
And even if you hurt me, it's okay because tomorrow I will be unhurt. Like, it's like the depth and level that, like, I don't think I've met anybody that can penetrate my depth.
I think it's you set up apathy.
What's that?
As a form of apathy where it's like, not love, it's not hate, it's indifference.
That's, you know what? Love, you get me.
I understand.
Because it's an indifference, because it's like, if it's cool, it's cool. If it's not, it's not.
And also, I'm not going to beg you to stay in my life.
For what? Because
for anything.
I know that while you were in my life, I was good to you.
You were a seasonal person.
Not even see, like, my thing is, like, while you were in my life, I was the best version of myself for you.
Well, were you, though?
I try to be. At least I try to be. But the thing is, everybody can't receive. Everybody don't like everybody's fruit.
Also, everybody does not deserve your best. So there's that.
It's very true. But, like, you can see a pomegranate tree and be like, I don't like pomegranate.
It's okay.
But the pomegranate is still growing fruit.
Correct.
So it's still fruit.
Fruitful and multiplying.
But you can be like, I don't like that fruit.
That's
so
okay.
Like, I can be like, yo, this is my best. And you're like, but I didn't like your best.
But see, the difference is, if you're the pomegranate fruit and somebody's like, I don't like pomegranate, and you're like, you drink pomegranate juice by force.
Yeah.
A lot of people try to do that, right?
And
where it's like friendships are trying to leave, or, you know, people are trying to leave their lives and they're like, why? But no, which is why I don't defend myself to people who've already determined who I am.
Say that again. I don't defend myself.
I don't defend myself to people who've already determined who I am based on whatever random ideas that they have.
And I think people get mad when you are like the pomegranate three that's like, if you don't like it, you don't.
It's okay.
And then they'd be like,
what?
Well, why didn't you chase me? Like, if we were friends...
She would fight for us.
The only
person I'm fighting for is Jesus. And I don't got to fight for Jesus because he already died for my sins.
He died for me.
He already died for me. He already fought for me, right? So what am I fighting for? Who am I, if I have to fight, what are we... Kenny, what are we fighting?
Auntie, for what?
For what?
Yo, listen. I think something happened when I turned 35. Other than my menstrual cycles being very short. I was like, ha, it's not 7 days anymore. They're now 3 days. I'm very happy. It's a gift from God.
Correct.
But I think at 35, I realized like, and Esther, my roommate, she was like, Yvonne, I think before you used to because of your past, like, you were so, you wanted everybody to be friends and you wanted everybody to like you. Like, subconsciously, you wanted to get along with everybody. And I think to a certain extent, I still do. I put out goodness.
Yeah,
I'm not a horrible individual. Like,
yeah.
You're not going to meet me and be cantankerous or anything like that. So I still want people to like me and to be liked by me. Like, whatever. But she was just like, I think now you're getting to a point where it's like, it's okay if people don't like you.
Yeah.
Because you're realizing that they may not like you, not because of anything you did, just because
it actually has nothing to do with what you did often.
And I'd be the moo-moo trying to figure it out. Like, did I say something? Are we okay? Are you good? I don't have time for the are we okay.
Well, it's also because, honestly, you could do nothing and still be unliked, right?
Ooh.
You can do absolutely nothing and sit there looking pleasant. And they'd be like, I don't like how she's sitting there. So if you're constantly worried about whether somebody's going to like you, it's a fruitless effort.
Yes. Because my pastor would always say, people are going to talk about you if you're doing good, bad, or nothing at all.
Or nothing at all.
So you might as well do good.
If you're going to be mad at me, let me give you a real reason to be mad at me.
See, love me, you like to give people a reason.
No, people will come to me now. Then finally, we'll give them a reason.
But he also, assumptions. Let's
talk about assumptions.
Can we please stop making assumptions in 2019 or in any day past today? Can we, like, assumption is the lowest form of knowledge. When you are making
Say it again.
Assumption is the lowest form of knowledge. So if you're making an assumption and moving based off that assumption, you don't have all the information.
You don't have any information. You actually don't have any information, because I've seen people build whole, like you said, whole kingdoms on assumption. Like, you will be like, ooh, I saw Yvonne today. Mm. She didn't say hi to me. Mm. That means Yvonne is actually beefing with me. It must have been because we had this phone call last week and she was like, okay, I guess Yvonne doesn't like me.
Somebody actually said that they didn't like me because they thought I was too nice and nobody's that nice. And so I'm fake.
You're fake. Yeah.
I said, Auntie, who hurt you?
The assumption.
No, I want to give her a hug. I want to be like, Auntie, but who hurt you?
Who hurt you?
But why?
But why?
Because what you're doing is projecting. You're projecting your insecurities.
Actually, projections are separate one. I want to finish assumptions.
There's rules to this.
There's rules to this.
I feel like this is a service.
Projections is good. That one is big. But assumptions, though?
Assumptions. Finish assumptions.
The email that I got.
Oh.
Yvonne read.
Yo, she made an assumption about
She made 7 assumptions about me in that email. Assumptions that she literally asked me a question. I'd been like, no, yes, no, 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 yes.
And the thing about it is, like, it's not even enough that she made the assumption. She made the assumption and proceeded with it as if it was true.
Fact. Yes.
And that, my friends, is a problem. Because you can make an assumption like, oh, I don't know if she likes me. But you know what? Because I don't know if that's true or not, let me go say hi to her.
Let me just say hi and see how she
says. Let me go say hi to her. Because, like, if she says hi back, then it's like, oh, okay, you know what? That was in my head.
Cool. Yeah.
Because I love what our friend Justina said. Justina was like, you can feel jealous. You can feel envy. You can even feel, like, all the feels about... Those are natural human feelings.
Oh, Malik said it.
Was it Malik?
Yeah.
Malik.
She's such a freaking... wise.
Just wisdom.
God, why? In fact, if you guys are not listening to Malik's podcast called My Taught You, you need to. Continue.
Because she's teaching.
She's teaching gems. She's dropping gems.
And she was just like, those are human feelings. It's what you do with them.
What you act on.
Like, we all... Like, Lovey, sometimes I'm jealous of Lovey. Every time I sit down to write my book, I was like, yeah, so it's only Lovey like I'm in New York Times bestseller. No, me too.
And what about your thigh muscles that I'm jealous of? Every time I see Yvonne's thigh muscles, I'd be like, you can't find a girl like this.
And it has small waist. I said, so she can just eat Indomie anyhow.
I'd just be envious.
I still wear size extra small. I will push her.
I don't like her.
You know what? But then you realize also you can also not eat carbs after 8. Or you can also work out. Or don't eat fruit.
You can keep your terrible stories in your own head.
Keep your terrible stories
in
your head.
In fact, write your diary. Put it in your diary. Yes. But people would word vitamin drop it in somebody and be like, yes, this is fact. And act on it.
And then do, oh my gosh. And the thing about it is, like, I'm so, like, it's so good to have friends around you that can see your blind spots.
Yeah.
Because I got a text and I was just like, I'm so confused.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like somebody, like, word vomiting and whatever. And then, because I was so unaware, I was like, girl, we good. Like, what
up?
Like,
we gave you a 2-hour.
And they were like, but we don't understand. Like, why would they? Like, they were like, this is projection 101.
That's what the projection, yeah.
They were like, this is, like, there's nothing that this person is doing with this information. Like, they were mad that you actually didn't notice how they were treating you because you're so, like, joyous.
In that case, what had happened was this person created conflict for you because they were feeling conflicted themselves.
That's what happened.
You know when, like, when you're feeling bad and
say that again. This person created conflict
for you because they were feeling conflicted themselves.
Ooh, because,
That's what we...
And sometimes when people don't know themselves, they want to create havoc.
But it's because they want to find the source of their own havoc. Like, literally, when we read that text, I was like, she was bothered by you. You, like, nothing that you had done to her. She was bothered by your actual very presence and your elevation. And took that to be like,
but the person's already elevated.
Don't matter. Because your favor is somebody else's envy.
Hey, Jess. Okay, wait. Is it Lovette Incorporation? Where do I make the title? Your all favor is somebody else's envy?
Yes.
Woo! And let me say right now, pause this episode and just go run around your house because I'm about to run around the studio.
People blow me. Mm-hmm. I read that text that you got. Mm-hmm. And to me, it really spoke to the idea that how do you create conflict based on somebody else's blessing? I don't understand how you will send somebody a message, once again, in print, and say, in this moment, I want to disrupt your life with an issue that I really have with myself, but I'm going to just say it's about you.
And then no follow-up. And just drop it in my feet. No follow-up. And just
drop the mic. Sexual chocolate. And just walk out the room.
Haven't heard from them in a month.
That's irresponsible, though.
It's so irresponsible. And then it's just like, but here's what I've circumvented. Because it's not my issue, whenever we communicate, I make it a point to just be kind and loving as if it never happened. Because my thing is like, you're not now going to rock my boat. Because now what you want to happen is for me to become that person you had an issue with.
Yes.
And you cannot change the essence and the core of who I am.
But here's the thing. The person that she had an issue with is still who you are. Because she made that up in her head. So whether you move kind or not, she's still going to look at you and be like, So
then I might as well just be kind. Because I'm not going to give you
But the
no
stories that she makes up about you will still be her stories. That's what I'm saying is people, you're not going to bend yourself backwards to try to make her think something different. Because them stories is hers. As opposed to actually saying, communication, I don't understand we still don't talk.
Also, that's not a text. Call me.
What is up with us?
Like, you got my number. I don't understand. Like, and we're grown. We're
grown. So grown. We got bills that nobody else can pay but us. And you want to text me again? Disrupting somebody's life. Somebody's sitting in the Uber, sitting in their house, watching a movie, doing anything, and then you interrupt their life with your foolishness.
This is how long the text was. Esther looked over and was like, "Oh, is that a WhatsApp from your mom?"
Because she thought it was a Nigerian prayer.
Like, girl, no.
Which, by the way, I hate that people be like, I'm going to be short here. And then put 12 paragraphs. And you're like, what is short? Because that was not it.
And also, let's talk about how people make other people's conflict their conflict.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
Because that's also what in your that girl email. Did today. That's what she when made. Just, you know what? If you don't get money, hide your face. If it don't concern you,
face your front.
In fact, they're saying we have in Nigeria. Which one concern you?
Waiting concern you.
You need to ask yourself. Now, mind you, like I get like friendship loyalty, because
but they weren't even friends. Can you imagine?
What's that thing? The enemy of my friend is my enemy. Something like that. Is that how it goes?
The enemy of my friend is my friend. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Because you guys, what you have in common is the fact that you don't like, you have this one common enemy. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Oh, I thought it was the enemy of my friend is also my enemy.
Also, you know, that actually speaks to loyalty. Enemy of my friend is my enemy. Because if people are like, I don't like Yvonne, I'd be like, well, I guess me and you can't really do stuff together because I don't know.
Me, I won't know. Why? Why don't you like her? Love you?
Me, because I asked, and I'll tell Yvonne after the fact. So I heard that she doesn't like you. Hey, I will tell you.
Love people like, hey, you don't like her. Oh, how come? Are you serious?
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Meanwhile, I'm texting Yvonne. I'm WhatsApping her like, okay, I'm with this person.
I have gist for you.
I have gist. You know how I do it. I'll step out of a room and be like, Yvonne, I have gist.
For you,
but what people will make other people's issues their issues,
but those are the people who like drama, and the thing about it is like you have to be able to not only separate feelings from fact, but understand truth. Like honestly, seriously, sit with yourself and be like, when did this happen? Did it happen? Why do I feel the way let's peel back. I love peeling back the layers. Let's get to the root. My thing is, I will always say, if you ever talk to me, I'm like, what's the limiting reactant? And also think about the consequence. If I say this thing, is this the end of this relationship?
Yep.
And how will I feel about this?
Ultimately, however I feel whenever people pour crazy at me is, if you pouring crazy at me based on things that you're assuming about me, I sit, how do I receive what you're actually saying? Because you don't get to disrespect me based on your assumptions of me.
No.
Like, you don't get to be like, well, I was mad at you because I thought.
That my mom would say, that's your problem. You keep thoughting.
Thoughting.
My mom said that to me one day. She said, you keep thoughting. One day I was like, mommy, I'm sorry. I thought, that's your problem. You keep thoughting. And some of y'all are out here thoughting.
Thoughting yourself into this disaster and burned bridges and firings and failed relationships and friendships. Because you're wondering why you lost 5 friends in a year and a half.
And then the limited reactant is you.
You.
Listen, Pastor Stephen Furtick had this message. Oh, it was beautiful. He was talking about, don't look at potential. Look at patterns. Look at patterns. Because people out here just showing you who they are by the patterns. Like, so everybody don't like you?
Right.
So it's everybody. You always project, it's everybody's fault.
It's everybody's fault, G.
What did you do? Or... You're so quick to be like, I'm done.
I'm done. I quit.
I'm done.
You quit everything.
Hey, okay. That's a pattern.
It's a pattern.
The pattern is you.
But here's the thing. For those of us who are loyal, we look past certain patterns sometimes.
I'm queen. I've been burned because I've looked past patterns. And I'm learning. It's funny because my friend De'Ara Kilpatrick, she was like, Yvonne, she and Esther confirmed it. She was like, your problem, your good thing about you is that you look at people through eyes of faith. Mm-hmm. She's like, the problem with you is you look at people through eyes of faith. She's like, because at some point, people have shown you who they are, and you're still looking at who they could be and who you want them to be.
You're looking at Judas and seeing Peter.
It's okay, but Judas, he didn't mean it. I'm sure if he had thought about it, he would have saved those cords. He didn't want it, but it was like
your faith is so strong that you actually project faith onto other people.
And meanwhile, they have given up faith a long time ago.
What faith?
And
what
I'm over
faith?
Here running for them to the finish line. Like we can do. Wait,
no, you are throwing Bibles at their scalp. You catch it, but they're not catching it.
She said, Diara said, she said, and this was vivid. When she said, I was like, oh, it made sense. She was like, you're the kind of person that can go to a hospital and see a whole bunch of like dying bodies and look and be like, Jesus can work a miracle. Like, it's just meanwhile people come and be like, oh my God, get the funeral director. Everyone's about to die.
Like, yeah, and you are like, Jesus will still work.
If just one person holds on, like, it can be better.
There's
because
a gift
I'm an
in that.
Optimist.
There's a gift in that.
There's a gift in it, but like at the same time, it's like but people are showing you who the F they are.
And you're looking past it.
And I got not anymore. Not
you're
no
looking
more.
At Judas and seeing Peter. But a lot of times, you got to see Judas and be like, you know what? I can't be here with this dude anymore, this person anymore. And that's real. Like,
I can't be here with this chick. I can't be here. Like, and the thing is, like, you got to protect your space. Because I'm the kind of, as an artist, we go over stuff. Yeah. We do the playbacks.
Yeah.
And it's just
overanalyze
it. Overanalyze. And I, like, even though, like, I'm off you or whatever, it'd be like 2 months later, like, can you believe this whole thing? You know, and it's like you're still playing the tape. And yeah. I'm the kind of person that I'll play back like, I should have said this. And it's like, no, you actually shouldn't have said that because that's not in you. Because if you had said that, then that would have been like more ammunition and more fuel for the fire. And like, I don't need no gasoline.
That's also the thing about the conflict thing is sometimes you do want to burn the place down.
Oh, my God. Like,
destroy them.
Man, when I tell people, they got to just be happy that I know Jesus. Because there's some choice words.
Ooh.
There's some
the shop tongue.
You know, I don't even have to curse you out. The Nigerian in me, we can curse you without using a single F bomb.
There would no be F bomb, and I just curse you. I will curse your ancestors, your progeny. I'll curse your current.
We know how to dismantle your soul.
Your soul, your spirit.
Nothing in your life will ever prosper. You walk up in equity. If you don't get behind me,
enemy of progress, everlasting. We will destroy you. Which is why whenever I get angry,
I gotta walk away.
No, I get quiet.
Yeah, okay.
I, like, stop talking because when I get angry, I understand the power of my mouth and tongue, and I know that I can destroy a 10-year relationship in 10 seconds.
Woo! That's powerful.
So I'd be like, I will stop.
Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Of the tongue. So I stop. So then when I do decide to speak again, and I usually talk very fast, when I get angry, I really slow down because I want to make sure every word that comes out my mouth is a word that I will not regret,
That's
a word
thing.
That I can defend, and one that will not destroy something that's important to me.
People don't understand how regret works.
Ooh, yeah.
People don't understand because people just talking out of the side.
Just talking out of...
Just any hole they be talking out of.
And then regret it afterwards.
No, I don't want to ever... If I said it, I meant it, I'm here to represent
it. The person who sent me that long email, this morning I woke up to a text message from her saying, I'm sorry.
It's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late to apologize.
You not only burnt the bridge, you blew it up.
Oh, yeah.
So please be clear that you now, there's no comeback. You should have been more intentional with your words. You should have never even sent me that crazy anyway to begin with.
And people be talking reckless. And daring you. Because my thing is, don't tempt me with a good time.
I do it.
Don't tempt. What you say?
What you say?
Oh, no. What did you say? Okay, cool. Cool. Noted. Because my thing is like, you have now said it. Ain't no going back.
You've
now said it. Yep. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Correct.
No. There's nothing further to talk about.
Yep.
You said it out your mouth, right? You fixed your mouth to say what you said, and now you're trying to backpedal. We ain't got time for the backpedal.
But here's the thing. The decision is, do I destroy you, or do I just say, I'm going to let you have it? I usually just let you have it.
No, because there's no destroy. You know, I told somebody the other day, I said, here's the thing about me. Jesus himself said he would fight my battles.
In Jesus' name.
When people come at me, I told, and they were like, oh, I'm going to do this. I said, I can't wait for the day when somebody comes at me and I'm going to be like, hold on one second. Hey, Jesus. Oh, you got this one? All right, cool. He said he was going to handle my light work.
And he already started.
And then just walk away. And she was like, what? I was like, no, because we have to literally see what we read. He said, I will fight your battles. This is a battle I don't need to fight. So, hey, you got this, Jay? All right, cool.
I will say there's a pattern of the people who wronged me coming back to apologize to me.
So what does that say?
Oh, that means I don't have to fight my own battles, which is something I've learned over the years. Yeah. Like, the battle is not mine. Which is why whenever I get crazy things thrown at my feet, I just say, I'm going to walk away because I am a savage. I can absolutely destroy you, but I would rather not.
And the thing about it is really, at the end of the day, when you know who you are and whose you are.
Whose you are.
You don't have to trip when people say what they say.
Yeah.
I literally be like, wait, what were we saying in Survivor today?
I'm a survivor. I'm going to make it.
Keep on surviving. Like when you know who and whose you are,
you
don't let people trip you out. Like you got to get to a point in your life where you're so good with, again, like Lovey said, as long as you check yourself and you're not a trash human being, because some people be like, I'm good. And it's like, you're the problem.
You are the limited problem.
You're the limited reactant. But when you know, like, you've as much as possible, and I'm not saying I'm perfect. Trust me, I have made mistakes in my life, and I have a couple more to make in my life. But when your heart posture is to be a good human, bruh, when people come at you sideways, you just gotta be like, okay.
It's like that proverb, a lion does not concern himself with the opinions of sheep.
Jessa. Oh, wait, my girl Ngozi came up with a proverb herself, too. She was like, the cat who thinks he's a lion will enter the jungle and not know how to handle the hyena. So some of y'all, because he's a cat,
but he enters the jungle. Not knowing how to enter the...
Thinking he's a lion. But when the hyena comes at him,
he doesn't know how to handle it.
He doesn't know.
Hey.
So it's not his fault.
It's not his fault that he doesn't have the tools.
Ingozi Anyawu, when she said that, I was like, hey, Jesu.
That's deep.
It's very deep.
Well, I say it again.
The cat who believes he's a lion will enter the jungle.
Yes.
But when the hyena comes after him, he doesn't know how to handle it.
There's so many cats walking around thinking they're lions.
Hey! Because you think you've grown. You think you've grown. You think you have grown to the fullest extent. My thing is, if you're still alive, you got to still be growing. Because anything not growing is dying. So how were you at your optimal peak growth?
Which is why, I'm going to say this. Let's talk about business. Which is why a lot of people start businesses and wonder why they can't go past a certain level. Because you were a cat who should have been doing the lion work. But you show up in the jungle and then couldn't handle the hyena. So business happens. You're like, I'm a creative, but you never learned actual business skills. So then your business fails because you think creating art is enough to succeed. It's not.
It'll get you.
It means the person who sent me the email was actually a business contact. That wasn't even a friend. That was a business contact. And I'm like, how will you prosper in business when you are actually doing business in this way, Kat?
And also, my thing is like, nobody has a heaven or hell to put you in. So there's nobody that can be like, I will finish you. No. If God is before you, then who can be against you? That's cool. Your business will still grow and prosper. But just think about what you might have lost. Think about the ammunition you might have not gained.
The momentum.
That's what I mean. The ammunition, ammo.
Also, yeah.
But like, I'm like, the minute Lovey showed me that email, I'm like, oh, well, that's good to know.
Because I'll never work with her.
I'm good off that.
Correct.
And you could be apologetic. My experience with you might be different, but you know what? I'll never find out.
Correct.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. So sometimes it's not even like, oh, I did something. It's just like, we'll never know.
But that's the how, right?
And people forget. Here's the thing. People forget. You're not the only one.
You are not the only one.
You're not the only one that has a market on lock.
Or gift.
They will make the music video without you.
Mm. Okay.
They will make the music video without you.
You're not the only one.
There are people who have created shows and been like, great, you're not allowed on set.
Because you have zero conflict communication skills. You have zero. You're the person on set who's like, that person, they annoyed me. And then everyone's like, I don't want to work with her.
Listen.
Because she's a terror.
What? They will send you home. You can still bank your checks.
Yep.
And be like, also, you're no longer part of this.
There'll be no other checks coming for you. The faucet ends.
It can happen one of two ways, bruh. However you want. And some people think like, it's like, wait. Do you think that God only made one of you? Like, yes, you're one of a kind. God specifically designed. But you're not the only one that does this thing.
And you're not the only one with this gift. Like, if you hire a painter and the painter is, like, messing up and the painter is showing up late and then being rude to you, you're not the only one who can paint.
You're not. Also, hold on. Let's just take it back to the Bible. Did Saul think he was the only king? Did Saul think he was a... God had already anointed David.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's out here being mad, being petty, trying to take David out. Okay, yes. You are allowed to be king for a little bit longer. Then you died. And your whole family.
With no legacy.
With no legacy. And then the same person you were trying to take out rose to prominence and overshadowed you and overtook you. So it's like, I'm not trying to say people are replaceable, but like the position is replaceable.
Well, it's because here's the thing. We don't have to do business together. We don't have to be in a relationship together. We don't have to be friends. But how you do it matters.
Yo, wait. Because this is what we were talking about. It's okay if you want to break up with somebody.
Yes.
It's okay if you don't want to be in business with anybody. It's okay if you don't want to be friends with somebody.
Correct.
Those are all things you're allowed to do and have happen.
Yeah.
But the manner in which you approach it.
How you done it.
Oh, that speaks. That how? Speaks, the people that who, speaks to character.
Character and integrity.
Hey.
Because the people who will break up with somebody by putting a post-it note on their nightstand. Sex in the City, remember that episode? That's awful.
You're not a good human being.
The person who will fire you, not in front of your face, who will fire you in an email, not a good person. The person who will send you a we're no longer friends email or will send you or put these words or send these words to you that essentially assassinate your character, not a good person. So the how matters.
The how matters. And my thing is like, sometimes people say and do the how in such a reckless way.
Reckless.
And then have amnesia.
Mm-hmm.
And have amnesia. Because I'm just like, wait. Because I'll take the reckless. No. Give me the reckless. Okay, cool.
But don't forget.
What? The North remembers. The North remembers.
The way I hold grudges. Chai!
No. Give me your reckless. I will move on with my life. I'll even see you in these streets and be like, hey, how you doing?
Oh, you good? I wouldn't even do that.
Oh, no. Oh, for sure. Because my thing is like, my heart is bright. My heart is pure. I'll see you in the streets and be like, all right, cool. You good? God bless you. And then be off. You wouldn't even know how off you I am. I'd be so off you. I'm gliding.
Here's the thing. That's a gift that you have. I don't have the capacity to see somebody who came at me reckless in these streets and say hi to them. I will act like you don't exist in this room. I can talk to the person standing next to you and act like you do. I will walk right past you, look through you. You do not exist to me. So two different approaches there. You will be very clear that you're dead to me.
Wow.
Dead.
Out here. This is Game of Thrones. It's a valley of dry bones.
Done it.
It's a valley of dry bones.
Cut it.
But here's the thing. It's like everybody... you know, we said it before in another podcast. Your response is your responsibility.
Yep.
And people are out here being irresponsible with how they're responding.
But here's the thing too. We're not responsible for other people's feelings. Nor are they entitled to our energy. So when somebody disrespects your whole life, you don't owe them an argument or an explanation or closure.
It's like you've said it for both of us. So my thing is like, again, how did you think this was going to end? I love asking that question because I was like, how did you think this conversation was going to happen?
That's it.
Because I, I,
I need to understand how you process this. Like, yeah. you fully sat in your car, mm-hmm. you fully waited for the time we said we were going to talk,
yep.
and then you, like expunged all of this
trash.
And did you think that it was going to go well?
Yeah.
Did you know it was going to go bad? Do you know me?
I'm always curious, just, you know, on a psychology level. What was your thought? I had a crazy assistant who had one job to do for me. One job. She had one project. And I went and told her, and I was like, hey, and how I do conflict is, if I have a problem with you or if you did something that I need you to fix, I tell you immediately. Mm-hmm. I don't let it stew, because I'm like, I need somebody to get feedback from me
yeah.
so they know how to govern themselves accordingly.
Yeah.
And I tell her, hey, we're doing this project. Here's what I need from you to do. Send this thing to this person. Over the months, I'll check in. Have you done this? Oh, yeah, I've done this. Checked it off on our list. She never did it.
Ever.
The thing that I had been asking her to do that she confirmed to me 3 times, she never did it. And I was thinking to myself, like, and I instantly had to fire her.
Absolutely.
And I was thinking to myself, this is somebody who doesn't know how to deal with conflict. Because if she didn't have the tools to do it, because actually.
Just ask. Like, why would you tell me and let time go?
Because people don't know how to communicate. That is the most basic thing, and it always drives me crazy. People are afraid of the word no.
That's why I'm leaving the country to write, because I clearly don't know how to say no.
You don't.
I don't. I'm always trying to isolate herself.
You don't.
I'm too kidding.
A no never killed me.
But it's like, my problem, and you know, we're being honest, is that I'm so considerate.
Yeah, you are.
Of other people. And like, it's like, because I know how hard, like, things were for me, that I'm always trying to, like, overcompensate and be like, happy.
But here's the thing, though.
Other people.
In the attempt to be so considerate to other people, sometimes you're being inconsiderate to yourself.
Absolutely. This message is for me. This is therapy for this soul, for myself. You think that this is just us.
You be so inconsiderate to yourself.
Yes. And that's when I get upset. So talk about patterns. The reason why I'm so gung-ho now is like, oh, this is the pattern. I'm over here running other people's races, not realizing they haven't even left the starting queue. I'm at the finish line, and I look back like, what the F? So I wasted all this time running for you?
But I feel like that's because sometimes you actually don't honor your boundaries.
Okay, this is not about me. Why is she... What do you mean?
The idea, like...
Actually, I don't.
Right? Where you're like, I need to write. I can't be interrupted. Meanwhile, Yvonne has 8 people coming over to the house. Ma'am, your boundary right now is you need to write. But I think it's something just from, because you're so open-hearted, open-handed, right? So it's something that I had at one point where I was like, okay.
Let me say, something that I had at one point, I got rid of it very quickly.
Yes, because people take advantage of that.
Yes. No.
People take advantage of it.
That's, I mean, the reason why, most of the times when I get mad is because I felt like either A, I've been taken advantage of, or I've been severely disrespected.
Yep.
When I'm just like, did you not see what I was doing for you? And it's like, people take advantage of you and don't appreciate it.
Entitlement.
I have literally told people, like, I'm okay. Like, I'm like, take advantage of me. I know I'm setting this up. But here's the thing. The reason why Lovey said that I am like the ice wall is you can only penetrate, but so like,
so much. Yeah.
I'll only give you what I'm willing to lose. You know, like when they say like, you can only lend money that you're like, forget it.
Yeah.
So it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, oh my God, you mean they didn't give me back $5,000? It's like, when I gave it, I wasn't expecting, like, my expectation was not to get it back.
But it's because
if I got it back, that's cool, but I gave it freely. And so my thing is, like, when I give it freely, I do have an expectation that you'll do something with it. My thing is, like, if you're like, I need this $5,000 because I need a car, and da da da, and then I'm like, oh, where's your car? And you're like, I don't have it. Now I'm like, I didn't mind giving it to you, but, like, you did nothing with it.
What I've learned is a pattern that I've had to deal with in terms of conflict, and that similar thing that you have, is people feel entitled to your time, your space, your gift, your energy. Mm. So when you do these things, when you give the $5,000, when you say, hey, yes, I will give this freely, yeah, she was kind of supposed to do that. That's Yvonne. Mm. And it's a problem. And when you take it back,
they're
offended. The moment that you no longer allow entitlement to yourself, people feel offended because how dare you create this line
and keep me on the opposite side of it.
Correct. Oh, it's happening with me right now.
There's some folks who are about to be on the opposite side of this line.
Correct.
Because here's the thing about change. Once you understand what you need to do, you do it.
You do it.
You do it. And you know what? like Lovey says, like I'm learning, and it's hard. I'm learning to not be responsible for other people's feelings.
It's hard.
It's hard because I genuinely want everybody to win. I genuinely care for people.
A lot of us do.
We do. I mean, but it's like I envy Lovey and her ability to be like, okay, I'm off it. And the thing is, Lovey's the sweetest, kindest person you will actually ever be. Lovey is like, she Gunsmoke. Now, mind you, me and Lovey are two very different in our approach. Lovey is Gunsmoke. She bang, 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 bang all day. But like, to those who she loves, it's just like, oh my gosh. Like, and even to those who she doesn't like love dearly in her inner circle, she's still a loving human being. But there's some parts of me where I'm like, man, I wish I can be such a thoroughbred in my ability to be like, here's my boundaries. I'm not even giving you an opportunity to cross them.
I think it's because I made it a point. I learned that because part of the reason why we get mad at people is because they cross boundaries we never spoke up.
Oh, that's the email you got. Yeah. This chick was mad. She was mad at herself the entire email.
Yeah.
She was like, and I gave this to you and I did this for you. And it's like, it's as if you didn't appreciate it. Auntie, when did you tell me you were doing me a favor?
Correct.
When did I know that this was a favor?
So we get mad at people constantly of crossing boundaries we never expressed. So it's like, in that case, so I made it a point to be like, I'm going to start expressing, even on social, some of my boundaries. Some of my boundaries is don't tag me on stuff that has nothing to do with me because you want to promote your stuff using my name.
Yeah.
But even when I do that, people still do it. But they do it probably way less than they do now to you. And probably less than they do.
Sometimes I look at my Instagram, I'm like, what? Why am I?
And definitely less than me. So I think part of it is honestly understanding that the things that we want, we need to actually let people know. That's, how we feeling, absolutely, we need to let people know. Because then you get mad. How dare she did this thing, but you never told her you didn't like it.
Yes, because what I used to do, and I don't do anymore, and I'm getting better, is because just by nature, we're strong people. Mm-hmm. Like Nigerians, like we have, whether it's overcompensation or whatever, we're strong. Like, there's not that many things someone can say to hurt my feelings when you've been called a foolish goat by the people that, correct, you love the most.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, I wish a Hollywood executive would tell me I'm not going to make it. I'm like, okay. So I have a strong personality. And like you said, like apathy. So I don't really let a lot of things rock me. And so what I do, because I know other people's weaknesses, other people's shortcomings, I now am overly sensitive to their shortcomings.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, I really want to tell her this, but, like, I know she's feeling some type of way about this other thing. So, like, all right, I can eat that. And what I do is I eat it. And I'm thinking, like,
your belly hurts.
I'm eating it in hopes that, like, you'll get it together, in hopes that, like, we can weather this storm, in hopes that, like, you know, you'll be a stronger version of yourself because you've already been broken down by the world. And then and then one day you find your strength. Problem is, you use your strength against me that has been eating all of this
stuff. Yeah.
And that's when I'm like, hold up, ho. Like, how did we get here? Nobody's supposed to be here.
No.
And that's when, so now I'm like, you know what? That's your fault. Because I can't be responsible for your lack of growth in a certain area.
Also, you're expecting a lot of people. You're expecting so much of them. By expecting them to actually grow. I had to learn. I get disappointed about humans all the time. Even as I'm saying this, every time things like this happens, if I get a crazy email and I reflect on myself and realize I didn't do anything wrong, I'm always disappointed at people's ability to be such trash.
I think people surprise me because I'm just
all
like,
the time.
I think people are innately good. Like, I feel that people should be, and like, even when I was in therapy, my therapist, I was just like, and my pastor yesterday confirmed it, when she was just like, I think you don't realize, like, the strength you possess. And I was like, I'm not that special. I was like, I just chose to believe the word. If everyone can believe the word that they say they read on Sunday, then we can all be, like, she was like, that's not a thing that everybody does. Like, you actually, like, want to be a better version of yourself every single day. There are people who live and take a bath in denial.
But you wanting to be a better version of yourself will put people at odds with you.
God bless it.
Because the people who literally know that I don't do any work for myself, and also I don't do anything to make myself better, will look at you and be like, what is up with her dude? Why is she always preaching this stuff? Why is she always this? And it has nothing to do with you. And ultimately, like, and I'm actually saying this to myself, like, in these moments, it's hard to actually accept it, that you're like, it has nothing to do. I usually do check-ins. I'll present the situation to somebody and say, what should I have done different? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm hurt about this. Am I hurt because of facts or feelings? Like, do I have the ability to be hurt here, or am I being selfish? And I do that checkpoint.
Absolutely.
Once I get my checkpoint of like, no, you're actually not bugging, this person reflected something back at you that mm-hmm. you didn't send to them, then I'm like, okay. Once I do that check-in, then I have to kind of like sit in it and understand like, okay, yeah, so this wasn't about me. I end up finding out that the person who sent me that crazy email, that business owner, has sent that that type of email to at least two other people.
And then they wonder why their business will never progress. And the thing too, like, we have to get our priorities in order, and we also have to not let our past dictate our present, which will alter our futures.
Ooh, wait, go ahead and say that again. Hold on. Mm-mm, madame, I wasn't ready.
We have to make sure our past does not dictate our present, which will alter and affect our futures. Amen. Because, like, a friend of mine told me about a friend that she's had for a long time. And I hope you don't mind me telling the story. I'm going to leave all names out. But apparently, this friend was mad because, you know, she was doing something with another group of friends and didn't, you know how, like, groups, there's different types of friends. Like, you have, like, your core. You're like, okay, in a group of six, I really F with three of them more than the whole six. And then I have a different relationship with this other person that I do. You know, like, whatever. It's groups. It's going to happen. And so this person went out with, like, another group. And then her friend came and was just like, you know, I just don't know, like, what kind of friends we are anymore. Because, like, how come you didn't tell me that you were going out with so-and-so?
What?
And it's just like, are we still doing this? And these people are over 40.
Wow.
They're over 40. Like,
grown.
At that point, I'm just like, we can't be friends. Deborah, you know. Like, and I'm not saying, like, you just cut people off, but it's just like, what are we talking about? Because that shows an insecurity. Because Lovey, you got to know your friends. Lovey is so good at being like, no, I don't like this picture. Why? I don't like the way I look in it. Sorry, we're using another one.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, but I like the picture. I don't like it. Okay, well, then let's find another one. But I don't know. You know what I mean? But in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter to me. Like, I'm like, I love that one, but it's like, okay, let's find another one that we both like, that we both like. Because, but I love that she's not just gonna let me just run with something and then be like, Yvonne only likes it because she looks good in it. Yvonne doesn't care how I look.
Yeah.
It's because of Yvonne.
Yvonne is jealous of me.
Like, what?
Like, no.
It's just like, you just be like, okay, I don't like it. And the thing about it is, like, Lovey is not in that moment thinking, like, I don't care if Yvonne, like, she's about to think, I don't care if Yvonne thinks I'm vain. I have to say this because I got to look at this effing picture every day.
But here's the thing, though. There's a lot of people who hold, I'm talking, 30-year grudges because of random stuff like that. Yeah, this one time she told me, and did you have a conversation with this person? Oh, this one time she posted this picture of me and her I didn't look nice in the picture, so I stopped talking to her.
Lovey would be the first one to take me, oh yeah, take that picture down. I don't like it. Are you serious? But I'm saying, like, you have the energy, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
she's never done that before, but like, you have that energy where, like, if you felt like that, you
would tell her. I don't ever want people
to see
in my
how she's already abused me several times on this public service announcement. and she has told me about my life, and I'm like,
don't want people to ever guess, like, I wonder how Lovey feels about me, or like, what page are we on, or are we good? You will be clear if we're good. I don't want everyone, my friends, to worry. So they're sometimes
now, there's
friends,
some friends that they're vague. There's some friends right now that are like,
where you're like, are we cool?
Are we? And I let you think, I'm like, yeah, we're cool enough. Because my thing is, like, I don't care enough. I think for a lot of things, I actually don't care enough to make a big deal of it.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, because there's nothing in the grand scheme of my life.
Yeah.
There's nothing that affects me. And what I have found is, for the people who have not, are no, like, we're no longer friends, everyone thinks the world is so small, the world is so small. I have literally not seen somebody who walked out of my life 2012, 13.
Yeah.
I have not seen them. I've seen them twice since then.
People disappear.
People get, like, literally, LA is not that big, and I have not seen this person more than two or three times since 2013.
I just erase folks from my life. I just be like, I don't have to see you. We are no longer social media friends. I won't see you. But, like, that's it. Like,
and it's not because we don't want to communicate or foster a good relationship. It's how did you end it?
But that's because I'm always conscious of how I'm always trying to be extra thoughtful that I don't regret anything. So I don't blow bridges up.
Yes. You don't, because you don't want to
regret it.
I don't blow bridges
up because I don't want to regret it one day and be like, you really messed that up in a way that, like, that person didn't deserve it. So if I will err on the side of, that's the thing, as savage as I can be, when I end things or as I deal with conflict, I do my best to not be the person who's going to look back and be like, you did not handle that well.
Exactly. And also just to be able, and I think for me what I've learned is conflict is not a bad thing. Yep. It helps you grow.
Yep.
Addressing conflict is not a bad thing. Yep. It helps because no one's a mind reader.
Correct.
Like even with my assistant, I've had to be like, hey, I just want to say, like, we're doing really good here and here. Here's where, like, hey, just don't forget to, like, ask me questions if you don't understand. Or, like, here's something I noticed, but, like, in the future, blah, 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 blah. And, like, those conversations are hard for me to have because I'm like, I don't want her to feel bad or whatever. But I love that I'm, like, getting it out now before it makes me upset or, like, letting
but
you know.
But then she gets your feedback and then she does better.
And she has. Like, she's great. And like, what I love, too, is, like, when I say stuff to her, she's just like, I already know that you could feel that way. And I hate that, like, you feel that way because, like, I want to get to a point where you no longer feel that way by something I'm doing. I'm like, oh, man, you bomb. Like, it's just like.
That is somebody who's amazing at conflict.
Aware.
Because she's like, oh, wow, you actually want to talk to, like, you give me feedback.
And I'm my thing is not like, it's not like I'm throwing the, because some people like to throw the baby out with all the water in the world.
You're like, Jesus.
Just
like,
I just said, like, this one area, like, needed improvement. People are like, so does that mean I haven't, what I hate is when people don't focus on the topic at hand. Yeah. You can be like, hey, lovey, you know, I just really feel like you fell short in this area. Like, and then you're like, but what about all the other things I've done for you?
What? See, no one's talking about that.
No one's talking about all the other things. I'm talking about this one thing. So it's like you're only choosing to focus on the one thing I didn't do. And see, in this moment, yes. Because all the other things are like, why can you not take like correction?
Yeah. Like constructive criticism.
And constructive criticism. Like this one thing doesn't mean that everything you've ever done in your life is trash. It means that this one thing.
That's because we walk into every room with all our trauma. So all of it. So the way every conversation that somebody has, something that happened before affects how this conversation is going to go. It's like the person who eats your sandwich at work. Yeah. And you see the person flipping out. Who ate my sandwich?
That's because they had three older brothers who would always eat just the marshmallow off of the Thanksgiving sweet potato pie that your cousin made. Sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm forgetting.
You see?
I went there. I was just going to the fridge and I'm like, why was the marshmallow eaten? Like, how did you take the marshmallow off the sweet potato pie? Why don't you just eat the whole pie? Eat the whole pie.
Then she took the marshmallow and you wanted it for you.
Okay, love you. I think we should do some like role play.
Okay.
Let's do some role play.
Okay.
On how to effectively handle
conflict.
Conflict.
Okay.
You go first.
So I have to ask you something?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Yvonne, I didn't like how, so you sent me this email and it felt kind of short. Like it felt like you were coming at me kind of crazy.
What specifically did you?
I mean, you basically just, the tone that from the email just fell off. So, and I kind of felt like you were commanding me as opposed to asking me to do something.
Oh, well, thank you for bringing that to my attention. Wait, in this situation, are you my employee?
Yeah, I work with you. I'm your colleague.
You're my colleague, not my employee. Okay. Well, thank you for bringing that to my attention. That was actually not my, like, that was not my intention. I was probably on the 4 or 5 and trying to just send out an email very quickly. Mm-hmm. And so I apologize. The tone was just maybe very harsh because I was just, like, not trying to hit the car in front of me. But thank you. Noted. In the future, I'll be sure to make sure that, like, I clearly convey what I'm trying to say. Like,
how can I be mad at that? I'd be like, oh, gotcha. I just wanted to make sure I brought it to you because I know it felt weird and I just wanted to make sure I brought it to you.
And my thing is, I would be glad that, like, she's a person that will come to me and be like, are we good? Because, like, in this tone, like, I got questions.
Right.
And then it's just like, because my thing is, some people never give people the opportunity to not even defend themselves, but just to like
to correct
themselves, or just to be like, oh my God, I wasn't even thinking about that. Now, if I'm not a good person, I'd be like, why are you so sensitive? Want nothing but that emo rough. And then it's just like, okay, well now you're not being catering or courteous to just somebody's. It's not even a feeling. Before they made that feeling a fact, she brought it to me to decide: is this a fact or is this a feeling?
Yep. So, all right. So you do one that's for either friendship or relationship.
Okay. Lovey, I think, I don't know who's
the sexy voice that she doing with
the voice. Okay. What's the scenario? Give me a scenario.
You come up with a scenario.
Okay. Hold on. hey, Lovey, do you have that $20 that I let you borrow, like, 2 years ago?
I don't have it right now.
Okay, because, like, I feel as though you're not really respecting me, because I lent that to you. You said you would have it, and I saw you just go to the movies. So now I'm wondering, like, do you not care about me or our friendship? Because I just saw you go to the movies, and I know a movie, and you, it looks like you got popcorn. So I'm just saying, like, why would you not give me my $20?
I mean, honestly, like, I actually forgot that you loaned me this $20 because you haven't brought it up to me since then. Like,
so wait, I got to bring up money that I gave you that you said you would pay me back? Like, that's really irresponsible on your behalf.
I mean, I'm sorry that I forgot. It was just $20.
So it's just $20 now. Mm-hmm. So it's just $20.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, it was a couple of years ago.
I'm just saying, how about we just not be friends then? This is just $20 and you don't care about my money.
It's not that it's not... How did it get to that point? Like, I'm just saying that you didn't remind me. It's been a couple of years. I've been doing a lot of stuff, and I just figured, like, it literally just skipped my mind.
Well, you know, I've been off you for a while, and this is just me confirming why I need to be off you, because real talk, like, I feel like you're a user. I feel like you're a user, and you're just like, you're just out here in these streets just to profit from other people for your benefit. And, like, I can't be friends with somebody like
you. You know what? I'm going to be a user and we ain't got to be friends.
Done.
And that happens all the time.
And, guys, that's not good.
That's not good. That's terrible. Good. That's but that happens all the time. Stuff like that happens
because
all the time.
Because this shit has been thinking about $20. And I'm not saying $20 is, like, not a lot. But you have been thinking about this $20.
Holding it in.
If you saw me go to the movies, that's what... Auntie, before you go to the... No, please, I beg. I need that $20 for gas. Like, and it's just... And you can say it.
Well, here's the thing. So, a couple of things that were wrong there.
Yes.
One, when she brought the concern out, I instantly dismissed it.
Yes.
As just $20. Meanwhile, for her, those $20 at that point could have actually been her borrowing it from somebody to loan it to me.
Yep.
So, I instantly dismissed her concern by being like, this number was so small that it shouldn't matter. You shouldn't be mad. So, that's the first thing that was wrong about how I responded to her.
Yes. And what was also wrong is I went 0 to 1,000.
Yeah.
It was very clear that I have been just like murmuring and playing the
simmering,
like luxuriating, lathering in this anger. So by the time I presented this to her, it was now like, I'm adding sugar, spice, like, I don't know, she went to the movies, this whole about popcorn, like, all the things she did with the $20 that could have been mine. And so now I'm using that as, you disrespect me.
Yep.
You don't care about me.
Yep.
You don't care about our friend. Like, I'm throwing everything that's anything good about this chick out.
Yep.
With this $20.
Yep.
And then also, like, Lovey, you were like, oh, you didn't remind me. What? Right. I got to remind you to pay me.
Back.
So now it's like, It hold me.
It
hold me. I have to ask you. I have to beg you to give me back the money that I... So it was just like...
Which, on that end, was my mistake because once somebody gives you something that you're supposed to return, it is not their responsibility to remind you.
Absolutely.
You should take it seriously that you will return this and you will keep note of it, not them, because them having to ask you is awkward.
Yes. And also... It's like everyone's thinking about it. You be the one to bring it up, like, hey girl, I know I still owe you $20. I like, girl, can I actually give you $5 right now just to let you know, like, I'm gonna be good for it.
I got you.
But like, I need this other $15 to do something else. But like, can I please just give you $5 now just so you can hold it? Just so they know that you haven't forgot.
And also that you respect what they did for you.
Yes.
Ultimately. Like this gift that they did, because in that moment that $20 might have been the gas you needed to go to work.
So let's do that scenario a little bit better.
Okay.
Hey girl, hey, I gotta go, Kristen. You got that $20 at your bar?
Oh, I don't right now. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Okay, do you know when you might get it? Because I'm kind of strapped
right now.
Actually,
that was a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
It was. But like, I'm kind of strapped for cash right now.
I am so sorry I forgot. Like, I don't even understand. My bad. Like, I should have made sure I remembered to give you this $20. And right now, I don't have it. But let me see. Because if you're struggling, like, let me see if I can borrow that $20 from somebody else right now. Because, I mean, I'll owe somebody $40. I don't know. Like, can I help? Like, maybe, what do you need, essentially? Like, what do you,
I
have it.
I really need some gas right now. Like, but I think I can make it to Friday. Do you think that, like, do you have it to, like, I mean, I know you're in a bind. I'm in a bind, too. But, like, can you at least give it to me by Friday?
Can I at least give you 10? I can get you 10 by Friday.
Okay.
Can I do something? And then, like, if you need to get to work, I can probably give you a ride to work.
Okay.
Like, that way, by Friday, I'll give you the 10, and then, like, I'll give you the other 10 next Friday.
Okay. Let's make that work.
Boom. Like, oh, my God.
Problem solved.
Done. She understands we both
struggling. Especially if you understand, like, we both struggling. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you understand, like, we both strapped or, like, or whatever, or even if we're not, it's like, okay, at least I see you, your wheel spinning, like, I'm trying to right this wrong. Like, I messed up.
My bad.
I messed up. My bad.
Acknowledge, like, your failure. Say, I hear you. Yeah. Because actually literally saying the words, I hear you.
Yeah.
Makes a difference.
Literally, I was just on an email chat chain, and somebody on the email, it was kind of like, it was a text chain. I was like, are they upset? And I was like, I didn't know. Because you know what, like, I'm a comedian. So yeah. my joke, my tone is always like, hi, jokey. But I was like, are they joking? So I got off the text chain, hit them up on the side, like, we good? Like, yo, are you for real? And then they were able to be like, it's all good. It's just that blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, snap. Yo, real talk. Like, all jokes aside, my bad. Like, yo, my bad. I'm sorry. Like,
squash
noted,
it.
Duly noted. Like, you know what?
Done. I hear you.
And, like, that's how, because then if I was just on the group chat, like, shit, like, you can't tell somebody they shouldn't be mad.
Yeah.
You can't be like, you shouldn't be mad about it, because, like, you don't know.
The phrase that I like to use to people is just saying, your feelings are valid, and I hear you.
Yeah. Even if you don't agree, your feelings are valid. Sometimes even they're not.
Sometimes it's trash feelings.
Your feelings are not valid. Like, if there is actually some validation to their feelings,
just tell them your feelings are valid. Yes. Yeah.
And you can even say, I'm not sure I agree. Let's do something where it's like you're hearing somebody and you're not sure that they're, like, you know what I'm saying?
Let's see. Let me think. We'll give you guys one more scenario. Okay, so we've done business, we've done friendship.
Are we doing relationship?
Relationship.
Are you my lover?
Why is Yvonne doing sassy eyes? No,
because Lovie has a phone says of our voice.
You're so foolish.
Yes.
Let me think.
Think about the last fight you were in.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, I actually don't remember. The last fight.
Because you're happy. Because you people are happy. Is it just you?
Resolve conflicts.
Not only you
walk out. Resolve conflicts.
It's okay. Just don't worry. Me too.
I hear you.
I too have a husband.
Husband. So, Yvonne, like, I know we said we're going to go to the restaurant. And I know we had a date planned on Friday night. Mm-hmm. And then you tell me that, you going out with the girls. And basically, like, I feel like you basically are ignoring me. We're supposed to have this thing on Friday, but now we don't have it.
Yeah, but I mean, I thought I told you that my girlfriend was only in town for, like, literally 20 hours. Like, she was, like,
but you didn't tell me when.
I said it in the past. We were eating spaghetti at the counter. I was like, yo, Trish is going to be in town. And then, like, I for sure told you. Like, I know I told you.
I don't remember that.
So now I'm a liar?
I'm not saying that, but I don't remember you telling me, because I planned this whole date, and now you're saying you're busy, and I already spent money on this date, and I don't feel like you even appreciate what I just did.
So what you want me to do?
Do whatever you want.
Wow, really? You gonna hit me with do whatever you want?
I mean, I can't force you to do this. Like, I was just trying to plan a nice night, and here you go, just doing your own thing, which is cool.
I mean... Okay, all right. I really do believe that I told you about this. Maybe I didn't say it in a way where, like, it could register, so I'll eat that, my bad. And I know you really took the time to plan a night for us. Is there a way to move the reservation from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock? I'll call them. If, like, could I meet up with you later on?
I mean, I guess I could figure that out, but I was just like, I mean,
I know, I can, I'm just trying to put myself in your shoes. Like, I can see how this is kind of a little trashy, and I apologize. Like, I know you work really hard. I have been telling you that I wanted you to be a little bit more romantic, and like, you took the initiative to do so. Yeah. So, I acknowledge that. I want to let you know, like, I really do appreciate that.
I hear that. Okay. Because, you know, yeah, I hear that. Like, maybe I should have been listening better. Maybe you did say it and I just wasn't hearing you. because the spaghetti was bomb.
I do be burning a little bit.
You do be burning a little bit. You do. But maybe I just didn't hear you. So, you know what? I'll take that too. So, like, I'll call him. I'll figure it out and we'll do something on Saturday.
Because I do enjoy spending time with you. I do. Like, I think we have fun together. And I also just want to apologize for coming at your neck. I really didn't need to have that tone with you. You were frustrated. I was frustrated. But, like, I mean, I could have handled that a different way. So, I apologize.
Same. I could have too. Like, you know, I shouldn't have dropped it in your lap. It's like your fault. You didn't tell me. So maybe I wasn't listening. So I'll eat that. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
Boom.
And that's how you can go from an argument to conflict resolution, guys.
Come on. Don't escalate everything.
Don't everything. Because everything ain't safe.
Oh, what?
Because here's the thing. Somebody has to be the one to stop.
Yeah.
And turn around.
Yep.
Because if y'all both running, somebody got to be like, hold up. Because at the end of the day, what do we want from? Are we gonna make it?
Yep.
If the idea is that we're going to be in a actual relationship that lasts, then we need to like not let everything go from 0 to 1,000 real quick.
We all gotta do better.
We all gotta do better, and we all gotta do what? Better. Use our words.
Boom.
Use our words, y'all.
Use our words.
And like, don't run out the ocean just because it's cold.
Hey.
Because you know what? You sit in it, the ocean gets warm, you get used to it. And you feel like, oh man, I had a really great day at the beach and it was fun. Like, I'm really glad I went. But if you're like, it's cold.
I'm running out.
You know what? I don't like any kind of water. It's just like, what?
Cancel all water.
You can't run from people. Like, literally, it's 8 billion of us on this earth.
You can't run from conflicts. It is a part of life.
If you're a mother, you're going to have conflict.
Yep.
If you're a father, you're going to have conflict.
Correct.
If you're a husband, if you're a wife, if you're a puppy dog,
you're
going to have some kind of conflict. And that's just life. So hopefully you all will learn that you got to use your words. You got to, like, have a posture.
Yep.
Like, know what your heart's posture is before you start any conversation.
Yep.
And be secure in whatever the outcome it is that you want.
Also,
If you want to end it, then know that, like, I'm going to end it and this is how I'm going to end it. But also understand the benefits and the ramifications that come with that.
Don't send no ultimatums that you're not willing to stick to.
Woo! Because don't tempt nobody with a good time.
With a good time.
Folks will call your bluff.
Real quick.
Folks will call
you. So if you're going to set out an ultimatum, be ready to rock with whatever way happens. Be willing to be wrong.
Don't start nothing, won't be nothing.
Don't start nothing, won't be nothing. And be willing to be humble.
Be willing to apologize too.
Be willing to apologize.
Like I told somebody, I was like, yo, real talk, this person owes me an apology. And they were like, nah, they don't owe you an apology. They owe you repentance.
Aha.
I was like, shout out a Boseke. I was like, they got to repent. What? Oh. That's crazy. But it's like, what did you like? What? How? Don't get to a point where you are so reckless with your character and with your words and with your actions that you got to not only apologize, but then repent. Like, that means you were off. Because you know what offense is? Offense, when you get offended, you get off-ended. Like, always remember that. Like, somebody got off track, off the rails, and because you went off, now you're off-ended. Like, the two ends don't even meet. And now you're making your decisions from a place where you're not even in an alignment.
Again, don't do the thing that you're going to regret, y'all.
Don't do the thing. Like life is also too short. Like, there's so many ways that we can still be friends. I remember when I had an issue and somebody stepped in to, like, kind of peer mediate and was like, this is what I don't like. Black people are infamous for bringing each other down. They're infamous for, you know, just being done with people and just being like, we off that. They were like, no. Everyone come to my place. Let's talk about this. All right, air your feelings. Cool. All right, do we get it all out? And sometimes you got to like get the mat out. You got to be like, I'm really upset, and this is how I feel. Cool. Are we done? Did we get that all out?
All right.
Great. Now can we talk like level-headed people?
Yeah.
Please?
Yeah. So we all got to do better. Hopefully this episode helps you just commit to doing better, because I'm so sick of adults communicating in trashy ways, in terrible ways, and then not dealing with conflicts well, and then everything blows up, and you're just like, how did we get here? Like Deborah said, nobody's supposed to be here.
And here's the thing. It's not everybody else's fault.
Not all the time.
At some point, you got to stop with the man in the mirror. Ooh.
So, yeah.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Yvonne is a fool.
I'm asking her to change.
Anyway, find us on the social media. I am @Lovey.
at Yvonne Orji, also at Jesus and Jollof.
And if you have any messages for us, you can reach us at jesusandjollof@gmail.com.
We're very stupid. You know, as I was sitting here standing up, I was like, me, I'm hungry again.
Right. Me, I'm thinking about food right now. And rice and stew.
Okay, we have to hurry up. We have to get back to Lovey's house.
Bye, y'all.
And it's cold outside.
It's not cold. Bye. Wait, we have one more thing. One more thing.
Because after we signed up, we were like, ah, we forgot to tell people.
Yeah.
Like, when you do meet in person, make sure your body language is conducive to having a favorable conversation.
Your arms are all crossed. You are looking like...
The minute the hand claps come out.
Oh.
And another thing. You know, what you're not going to do. Oh. Like, first of all, okay.
Wait. And also, not just the hand clap.
The shoulders.
The hand to your face.
You know, let me tell you right now.
Let me tell you right now.
If your posture, if your stance resembles anything like an R&B, 90s
or rap album cover. Yes. It's not okay for conflict resolution.
It's not okay. And also, just know your audience. Like, I know I have been accused of, like, yelling at people. I'm not yelling at anybody. I'm Nigerian, okay? And so this is how I said good morning. When I met Lovey, this is why I was like, look at you. Look at your face. How are you? We start at decibel 9,000.
Correct.
Okay?
Just by default.
So you got to also know, like, if this is this person's normal, natural presence, don't try and now make it something hot.
Yeah.
That's
why you being loud? Like, this is my normal, this is my normal decibel.
I always talk like this. When I'm happy, I'm like, hey, girl! When I'm mad, I'm like, hey, girl, hey.
What's up?
So body language is key. Your heart posture is key.
Don't put your hand in nobody's face because that's them fighting gestures.
And also, like, if you're delivering something that's hard, try and smile. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just, I'm not starting to say you got to be like, you're fired. No, that's what I mean. But like, just like, hey, girl, do you mind if I could talk? You guys can see right now that I'm already talking. Like, I'm already smiling. If this is two different examples, like, hey, girl, can you mind if I talk to you for a second?
That's
all right,
it.
Thank you. Then, versus, excuse me, can I talk to you for a second? Like, not like, I need, like, what are you doing right now? Because we need to talk. Hold on. What do you mean? What am I doing right now? Because we need to talk. Like, set up the conversation for goodness and mercy to follow you all the days of your life.
All the days of your life. Just show up correct.
And then again, like Lovey said, you cannot control how anybody will react.
Yeah.
So don't go into it with preconceived notions of like, and they're going
to
say
that. But I meant well. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. You meant well. You had good intentions. Yeah. So that's it.
And yeah. Okay. We just needed that addendum. So
bye-bye.
Bye. I think bye for real this time. Because I'm hungry.